you'll go, hold on, it's gonna be alright. You're gonna make the flight when you're by yourself and there's no one else. You just have yourself and you tell yourself just to hold on.
All right. Hello, everyone.
Morning.
We are finally back. The two of us here together in the studio. Bella.
And Tino. I made it. I'm a little bit sick again.
That's okay.
But it's okay because I'm here.
Because this is Bella.
And Tino.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's so exciting to be here back.
Yeah,
I'm happy to be
back after a full 4 weeks gone.
Yeah, we're kind of soaked right now because the trek here was quite wet.
Yeah, we made it like 3/4 of the way, like pretty dry, and then the rain picked up and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, but it's okay. We're here and we survived. We have a fun little theme for today. Tino and I were talking. We have very similar music taste. If you were to Venn diagram our music taste, it's like almost a circle. But we realized that, of course, with anything in life and with music taste specifically, there's going to be some of the outskirts, the little slivers outside the Venn diagram. And so today we're just going to kind of expose our own little weird takes. And these can either be like deep cuts, just like kind of niche things that most people wouldn't listen to, or also just things that are kind of weird. Like I have like a couple of popular artists, like one or two, but like they're just kind of weird. It's just like weird that they're in there. So yeah, but first actually let's talk about the concert that we went to together, which was really exciting.
Yeah.
Domi, I'm wearing the sweatshirt right now. I needed a rep. Domi and JD Beck. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, it was really cool. They were insane. Like I've never seen someone so good at drums. He was so like on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was playing. She had this like foot keyboard.
That was insane.
She wasn't wearing shoes. She set up this foot keyboard with like extra big keys, so she could step on keys, and each one played a different chord. I think she like programmed it differently for each song. And then with her left hand, she was playing, like, a bass line on a keyboard. And with her right hand, she was playing, like...
She was playing, like, three instruments. Like, I mean, the two were the same. There were two keyboards and then, like, one at her feet, which is insane.
Did you see that for a Grammy?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is so exciting. Everyone listening on air at 704 at WMFO... Listen to Domi. Well, we're about to listen to some Domi and JD Beck, actually. But then yeah, after this, we're going to play. So, like I said, we're going to be doing some of our deep, not, I don't want to say deep cuts, because some of these are, like, not that deep, but, like,
yeah.
Some of our weirder kind of whatever. I'm going to just preface this with saying, like, I was so close to playing a Frank Zappa song, because that's, like, a really weird, but let me tell you, like, none of it will be, like, radio-friendly, like, and it isn't even just because he curses or anything. It's just the content is so... It can get so raunchy. So I was like, I'm just not. But it was so funny. Me trying to find a Frank Zappa song that was like...
Probably for the better.
It was for the better. But... And like, I don't... Like, I'm a Frank Zappa apologist. Like, his music is... okay, I just needed to preface that because I was so close to playing it. Because it is such a weird outskirt of sometimes. I'll be like, okay, time to put on this song. But... Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so I'm going to start off with my kind of set, and we're going to pause after each song, and we're going to talk about the songs. The first one, though, is my personal favorite Domi and JD Beck song, and then Tino will later do his, which is exciting.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So here is a song. Here is the song that I personally really love, and I think it's just because it's stuck in my head a lot, and this is the reason. But, yeah. Okay. Please enjoy.
Constant.
All right. That was Uharu by, I'm going to butcher this, Masakatsu Takagi. And it was just, it actually is something I discovered somewhat recently. It came up on my Discover Weekly, and I've been looking for kind of, I don't know. This is on my, I don't know how to describe this playlist. It has like 800 cherries and like Harumi Hosoko and like other just like, ding-a-ling-a-ling. That's the best way I can describe
it. I think that works though. Yeah. I don't know. That was really good.
Yeah.
I liked that it was like peaceful.
I know. It was very peaceful.
And also like kind of upbeat. I feel like that's not something you get
often. And I think that's like kind of what, for that specific playlist, it's like literally just a bunch of characters. It's like, colon equal like I don't know, that's how I would describe it, just like beep, 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 beep. Anyways, that was that. And okay, here's the next song. Enjoy.
Frankie was a nice young girl, everybody knows. Spend $100 per hour to suit of clothes. He was her man, but he done her wrong. Frankie went to the ballroom, didn't go there for beer. Said, Mr. Bartender, has my Albert been here? He was her man, but he done her wrong. Now I ain't gonna tell no stories, ain't gonna tell no lies. An hour's here, an hour ago, with a girl called Nellie Bly. He was your man, but he done you wrong. Underneath her little red coat, she had a 41. He was her man, but he done her wrong. She came up to the house, didn't make no sound. Looked through the window glass, saw Albert in Nellie's arms. He was her man, but he done her wrong. Shot me staggered, second time she shot me fell. The third time she shot him, he fell on his heel. He was her man, but he done her wrong. And slow. Roll me on my left side, my right side hurts me so. I was her man, but I done her wrong. Frank and the judge went for a walk late one summer's night. The judge said to Frankie, you're gonna be justified. He was her man, but he done you wrong.
All right, that was Frankie and Albert by Nora Brown. Thoughts?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of folk recently, so that.
Yeah, this is like, okay, I don't know if this can be classified under this genre, but I found this through me delving into this thing called Newgrass, which is just like bluegrass but new, kind of modernized, and I think it's a little more folksy rather than bluegrass. Like, this is like Spotify's doing because it was underneath the Newgrass shtick, or Nora Brown in general. But her stuff's like feels very old. Like, it still feels very old in a good way, in a very good way.
It was made in 2021 though, so that might be why they classified it.
Is Newgrass, yeah, just like new country, new folk.
I honestly like don't listen to that genre of music.
I guess you can hear like the kind of twang. You can't hear like the it's like kind of more twangy, which is like more associated with bluegrass. I think this is all me speculating. I'm not like a music banjo? History. I think so. It's giving banjo. So
yeah,
but yeah, that was cool. That track. It was really good. I really like. I don't know. It's peace. Once again, another peaceful track. We're gonna pick it up in a second. But yeah, any last thoughts?
I think we should keep going.
Keep going. Okay, this next one is fun. Okay. Alright, that was another butcher coming up. Saya? I shouldn't have. By now, Al Futebol Moderno. This is I don't know if they're Brazilian Portuguese, some form of Portuguese. I recognize Portuguese. Like alt punk rock. I don't want to say punk rock, like alt indie rock band, which was insane. I don't even remember how I found this, but like my mom is from Brazil, and usually you're like, oh, Brazil, bossa nova, and you're like, okay, that's all Brazilian music ever. But it was insane to find this, but it was fun. What'd you think of it?
I thought they were speaking French.
It was not French.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Interesting that you have a lot of short songs, because all my songs are like
four and a half minutes. There's a long song coming up. I might end up cutting it short, depending. Actually, yeah, we'll have time for both these songs. I have two more songs. One of them's kind of long, and I might cut it short because it's like an aggressively long song. You know, when you start getting above 5 minutes, and you're like, okay, what you doing?
Well, sometimes songs like that are good because they're like sound totally different. Yeah. After
this one's kind of funny. This one's like you're gonna know who this is, but it's just fun. Okay. Enjoy, everyone.
Oh, the ragman draws circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tape. Can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's talked, but the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. But then again, there's only one I've met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Grandpa died last week, and now he's buried in the rocks. But everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when I speed built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the senator came down here showing everyone his gun, handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted, and wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck? Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the teacher looked so baffled when I asked him why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. But he cursed me when I proved to him. Then I whispered and said, not even you can hide. You see, you're just like me. I hope you're satisfied. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry, I had to cut it off. The song is 7 minutes long, and we're at minute 4.5. Okay, that was Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues Again by Bob Dylan. Thoughts?
Bob Dylan. Dude, he used to live on my grandparents' road.
No, he didn't. Yeah. You can't just drop that fact like it's nothing. You know how big of a deal that is? I'm a big Bob Dylan fan, and I just think he's just goofy. He's just so goofy. And then, like, his sad songs, I'm like, oh my god, so sad. But there's songs like Stuck Inside of Mobile. I used to actually think that it was Stuck Inside a Mobile. And I was, when I was logging the song onto our playlist, which you should check out if you were like, what do they play? You can check online. But actually, one of the options that came up, I guess someone put it, was Stuck Inside a Mobile, but it's of Mobile, like the town, I think. It's not like a mobile home or something.
Alabama.
Yeah. But anyways, I was like, anyways, I think this song is so fun. And I remember, like, it was like And during the summer, if I was ever in a bad mood, I would put this on because you can't listen to this song and be in a bad mood. And just like, it's this man sitting stuck and sad and moby in your ear. Okay, this last song is a tribute to my younger self. And we'll talk about it a little bit. It's kind of a weird, it's just weird compared to everything else. But it's freeform. We like to keep it freeform here. We like to play anything.
That's true.
That's true? Okay. All right. Here it is.
Charles has a book. Charles shows them his crayons. Marie has the ball of Charles. Good for Marie. Charles misses his ball. George misses Marie. George misses a lot. George is alone. George looks around, he sees the park. It is depressing. George looks ahead. George sees the dark. George feels afraid. Where are the people out strolling on Sunday? George looks within. George is adrift. George goes by guessing. George looks behind. He had a gift. When did it fade? Wanted people out strolling on Sunday. Sorry, Marie. See, George, remember how George used to be, stretching his vision in every direction. See, George attempting to see a connection when all he can see is maybe a tree, the family tree. George is afraid. George sees the park. George sees it dying. George too may fade, leaving no mark, just passing through. Just like the people out strolling on Sunday. George looks around. George is alone. No use denying. George is aground. George is outgrown. What he can do. George would have liked to see people out strolling on Sunday.
All right, that was lesson number 8, Sunday in the Park with George, composed by Stephen Sondheim, and that version was sung by Mandy Patinkin from the original Broadway cast. I like to say I'm a retired theater kid, but I think I'm actually just a theater kid, like present day, present tense. So yeah, sue me. Sue me for being a theater kid. I remember like literally yesterday I had to read this part during class and for this play that we were learning about, and I completely embodied the character. And they literally clapped after, which like was not like a big deal, but it just fueled my theater kid, I don't know, my theater kid mind. And I was like, wait, maybe I should audition for like a 3-piece show or something. But yeah, so it's about that time, 7:31. It's time to read a PSA. So, oh wait, what did you think about that last song while I look for a PSA?
It was interesting. I kind of liked it. I'm not a theater kid.
Yeah, it's definitely for like a specific audience.
I thought it was cool though.
It's fun. I mean, that's one of my favorite Sondheim musicals.
I enjoyed
musicals.
It more than I expected. Than I would most other.
If you're like, oh, this is a theater song I'm about to play, and like.
Well, if you'd said that, then I would have been like, okay, and then probably not enjoyed it as much.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Let's. Okay, I have. Okay. Public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Like, I don't do this enough, but I definitely should. I definitely should be walking places more. I mean, I do walk. It's kind of when you're on, like, a college campus, you're forced to walk. But, like...
Not very far, though, I feel like. I don't know.
What?
Well, just, like, everything here is pretty close.
Yeah. To so, like, you kind of can walk.
If you're going somewhere on campus or somewhere else on campus, you're not walking more than 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah. But, like, definitely, like, oh, if I'm going to... I don't know what's a nearby town around here. If I'm, like... I don't know. There's just places you can walk. It's good to walk. I love walking. But anyways, I'm going to stop hogging, and it's time to hear Tino's takes. So, yes. Yeah.
We're going to kick it off with some Radiohead. Everyone... There are a lot of people who listen to Radiohead. I'm one of them. This is a song that you might not have heard. It's off their latest album, A Moon-Shaped Pool, which came out, I guess now 6 years ago in 2016. The formal name is Tinker Tailor, Soldier Sailor, Rich Man, Poor Man, Beggar Man, Thief. I think that's right. I'm not sure.
That's a mouthful.
it's just referred to as Tinker Tailor. If you're talking about it, just say Tinker Tailor, please. For the sake of everyone. Yeah. Really cool string arrangement.
But yeah. Enjoy. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, that was really good. I've listened to Radiohead before, but nothing that, I don't know. I feel like I listened to a lot of the standard Radiohead.
Yeah.
I've never heard that though. That was really, I don't know. It was very like transcendent. I don't know. It felt good. It was nice.
Their sound changed a lot throughout the years.
Yeah. Like, but no, that was a good cut. Great work.
Thank you. I'm going to follow that up with a song by an artist who you probably don't know. His name is Dawuna. He's my friend, my best friend James's coworker.
I thought you said my best friend James.
No, that would be really cool. he was his coworker before he quit to work on music full time. Yeah, it's called Parable One. Enjoy.
Very cool.
I wish you could listen to the second part, because that song has two parts.
So fun. Like, I love the weird, like, just, I don't know how to describe, noises, I guess is the best way.
It's super crunchy. It's, like, incredibly crunchy.
It was so fun. That was so fun. Especially at the end. I don't know what was going on. Some sort of, like, alien abduction or something or other. But it was so fun. And I really, like, oh my god.
Yeah,
I'm going to listen to that.
I'm, like, dying to know how he made it.
I don't know. I think he just sort of banging things together or something. That's what it sounds like. But it's good. Like, it's not,
maybe.
That's not to knock him. But it was really good. 10 out of 10.
I saw him live.
Really?
Yeah. He was just using a bunch of, like, synths and stuff.
How was that concert?
It was really good. It was like, it was,
it sounds super
light. It was in a basement. It was like tiny. Yeah. Or it was in a bar, rather.
That's so cool. But it is really cool.
Great, it was super cool. Song. I highly recommend that album.
I will listen.
It's called Glasslit Dream by Debuna. Okay. The next song. Let's see how much time we have. Okay. Yeah. This is a Black Sabbath song. But it's not.
Oh.
It's not like loud. Okay. It's actually the opposite.
Oh, interesting.
It's often like not thought about at all, and just kind
Why
of like
are we talking about this?
passed over because it's it's sandwiched between Iron Man and Paranoid on their album Paranoid. But I think it's really cool sounding. So.
Yay! Excited.
Planet Caravan. Thank you. What did you think of that one?
That was really fun and groovy. I literally, like, added it to my monthly playlist that I make.
Ooh, so thank you. That's a compliment.
It'll play in the rotation now. I really like it. I didn't know Black Sabbath made such groovy... I mean, not that they're not groovy normally, just, like, this type of stuff, but it was good.
Yeah, they have some, like... They have a few, like, seriously non-metal ones.
Yeah.
Like, they have a song called Orchid off of Master of Reality. That's, like, a minute and a half of, like, classical guitar.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, who would have thought?
But, no, yeah, and I feel like now I need to, like, listen to Black Sabbath more. Like, I feel like I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever, paranoid. But, like, actually, this is, like, a fun take or a fun cut. But, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
I'll listen to that now. Like, for the rest of this month, apparently, it's my monthly playlist. But,
kind of makes you think of being in the desert.
Yeah.
I've never, like, spent time in a desert anywhere, but
yeah, maybe.
If I did. Okay, I think I'm going to take it out with some Domi and JD Beck.
Yeah.
Wish we had time to play more, because I have a playlist that has a few more songs on it, but I knew this would happen. this is my favorite song they played at the show that we saw.
Okay. So excited.
It's with Thundercat. Thundercat wasn't there. I wish he was there.
I know what this song is. I'm so excited. Enjoy.
Enjoy. All right.
That's our show.
With that, we're going to take it out.
One more track.
One more track. But before we go, this is Tino.
And Bella.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Last song is called Hurts by Emil and the Sniffers. They're an Australian group who's a little bit newer. This is from 2021. Hope you enjoy.
From Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.